We're all familiar with scanning QR codes, those black and white patterns that act as a ticket to get into gigs, our boarding pass for a plane, or even means to connect with friends on social media. But what if these patterns could also be used to prevent counterfeit medicine, aircraft parts, or luxury goods entering the supply chain, ensuring safety and quality for end users? Researchers from the University of Copenhagen have done just that, using microparticles to create a unique ID that not even the scientists who have made them can duplicate, ensuring the path from producer to consumer is absolutely secure. I'm Jack Taverner, and I spoke to Thomas Juus Sørensen, co-author of the research, who explained the scale of the problem.
It's really easy to get counterfeit medicine into the supply stream. The consumer can buy any sort of medicine online from online pharmacies. And the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization actually estimate that up to 50% of all drugs sold online are fakes. Stopping counterfeit medicine has been a huge task. They now put labels onto packages, just a QR code, that the pharmacist can actually read and say whether the medicine is secure or not. But if you buy a packet online, you'll never know where it came from. So you need a secure outlet.
I suppose if it is a simple QR code, you could almost print one at home. Is that the kind of issue that you might face with these things?
Yeah, QR codes are reproducible. You can take a photo of them and print it off, and then you can make counterfeit medicine. You need a unique identifier, sort of like a fingerprint, for every single packet of medicine in order to be absolutely certain that it's a genuine article. You need to put some sort of feature in there that is so complex that it cannot be copied. Just think of your own fingerprint. It's so complicated and unique. So the way we take that feature and make something complicated, but still simple enough so we can read it fast, is by making a random pattern using particles. Imagine that you take a handful of sand and throw it down on a surface. All the little particles will be in a unique pattern. If you take another handful of sand, do it again, you will get a new unique pattern. You'll never get two that are the same. Using that method, we take white particles, throw them onto a black label, essentially a QR code, and we get a unique pattern every single time. And we use the contrast between the white microparticles, small sand particles, and the black ink to generate a unique pattern.
So you're talking about printing these onto the label. Inkjet printers are being used in all kinds of different scenarios now. Is it the same thing? You load some microparticles into your printer and print it that way?
So the printers are actually made for very small particles, and even though it's microparticles, they're very much bigger than we use in an inkjet printer. So if you put it in the inkjet printer, it clogs it. So we use an airbrush to apply the layer of particles onto the printed QR codes. So the way we can actually calculate how likely it is to get the same patterns twice, we use how many different patterns can we actually make using a certain surface area and a certain type of particles. In the system we just published, we actually have 10 to the power of 120. And if you compare that to the number of particles in the known universe, which is 10 to the power of 80, it's a huge number.
Okay, so we're talking more particles than the entire universe as a sense of scale. That's incredible. And all of this on something the size of a QR code?
Yes. The unique patterns we make is just in the corner of a QR code, and it's actually a very small QR code. So the area we use is 1 by 1 millimeter. What we do is we take simply a laminate and put on top of our pattern. And then if you start rubbing it, nothing will happen.
I see. And so in terms of reading that, then how could you possibly read this? Do you need some specialist kit to sort of interpret these dots are so tiny, I guess you can't see them with the naked eye.
That's actually the beauty of it, that the pattern is completely invisible to the naked eye. What we have done over the last year is actually to develop a pattern, a unique code, that we can read with your smartphone. We take a cheap lens that you can easily get your hands off. It's like a 1 pound lens. Clip it onto your cell phone, and then you can read the pattern in the app, and then you will get sort of a thumbs up or a thumb pointing down, depending on whether the product is genuine or fake. To our knowledge, there's nothing else out there that can make the labels this cheap and that can read them and validate them this fast.
How cheaply can you produce these labels? Is it something that's only going to be found on sort of high-end products and targeted medicines?
the price of the label is actually quite low. And I used the example of throwing sand onto a surface. That's quite literally what we do. So the cost of printing and the cost of laminating the label is actually higher than the added cost of putting in the unique pattern. It's very important for me to get this into the marketplace, but the difficult part has been done.
That was Thomas Just Sorensen discussing his paper published in ACS Applied Materials and Interfaces.